Hello again. George Alford, Local Matters, where the who is what we talk about. There are people in our region who every day serve, they contribute to the fabric of our community. And today we've got yet another one, good friend, good young friend. Of course, at my age, they're all good. They're young friends today. But Stephen Crook. Stephen, we're going to really get into who you are and where you've been. But Stephen worked with us at the Chamber of the Highlands straight out of college. Mm-hmm. He worked with us in college at Tech. We're going to talk about that. And he is one of the brightest, most brilliant young professionals that I've ever met. And I say that with all modesty for you. But we're glad to have you, Stephen, you and Haley. And we've got some announcements about you after going to, we're going to come back to this, Tullahoma in Manchester to manage their economic development organization at a young age. You're now coming back to the state. But I want to hold that for a moment, but welcome.
Well, thank you, George. I owe a lot to you in my life, professionally, personally, and everything. But add one thing to the bill, because that was a fantastic introduction that made me seem a lot more interesting than maybe I am.
Haley's going to wonder who was that man, but it's taped, so you can play it back to her at the appropriate time. It was from the heart. We were very blessed to have a season of several years, really. Well, we just had a team, and the team was bigger than the Chamber and the Highlands. It was the region. It was mayors, county execs. It was Randy Porter. Mm-hmm. It was Melinda Kiefer at the city. And I'm going to start naming names and leave out. But we were in a Camelot, and you were a quarterback in that, played a great role. But let's go back to birth. And tell me, who is Stephen Crook? Start at birth. Don't spend too much time in high school. But let's just talk to me about who you are, Stephen.
Man, I had a flashback to an interview with you where I was applying for a job about 12, 13 years ago. Well, for your listeners, Stephen Crook, I serve as Director of Business Development for the State of Tennessee Department of Economic and Community Development. Background, born and raised in Cookeville. Went to Cookeville High School, Tennessee Tech graduate, wings up. Met my wife long before then, but reconnected just heading into college, Haley Francis Crook. Got a degree in political science, had some fantastic instructors. Moved off to D.C. long enough to know it was okay to come back. And then picked back up helping out at the Chamber of Commerce and Town Center when a good mutual friend of ours, Molly Brown, said, I think you should apply for this economic development job we've got over here. And I told her, well, that's what I've always wanted to do. I always saw myself as an economic developer. That's been my dream job. Yeah. And then I Googled it to find out what the profession was. Then
I understand.
Fell into this industry like most people do and found a calling, found a purpose, found something that scratches the competitive itch, but also makes sure that you have a lasting impact on the people's lives around you, people that you don't know, people that may never know
Amen.
You, but you can always look yourself in the mirror and say, I did something really good for my community and for my region.
You're hooked. I can hear that.
You told me when I first started.
Yeah,
you
said, it either gets in your blood of service, helping make your community better, creating jobs, raising per capita income. Let's go back, though. I'm not going to let you off that easy. Let's go to elementary. Let's just go to early childhood. What were your passions? What did you like to do? I know you're a sports guy.
Yeah, well, youngest of four, three older sisters. And so as a young man, you kind of get yourself out there living in the country and spend more time outside than you do indoors. So we grew up right on the Jackson County line.
Okay.
Some property all where every day you wake up and got to do the chores on the garden or whatever. Yeah. But always a sports guy, football and lacrosse in high school specifically. And now I have to scratch that itch with some golf. I'm a hacker.
I'm a hacker, so it's all right. Most of us are.
Yeah. But just like to get outdoors, listen to some music, hang out with some good friends. And because of our background in economic development, I go to communities and travel with a little bit of a different lens.
And you know a lot of people because of your business and past. Where are your sisters today? Where is everybody?
So two of them are in Cookeville. Rebecca is in the school system, and Rachel and Trey are moved back over here. We had them chasing all over the country, whether it be Tulsa, Nashville, Houston, Kingsport. We got them back here, fortunately. Really, really glad to have them. And then Rochelle and Mark are out west in Oregon. So
Yeah. Well, you'll get them back eventually. Beautiful area out there.
Yeah, love it out there. But fortunately, Mom and Jeff are still here as well, and Pops as well. So we've got a lot of the family. Haley's family, too, is around here.
Yes.
So that's a really important thing to be close to them.
You know, Gloria and I love Haley. As long as you understand, if something happens to y'all, we're going to side with Haley. Because
that's so true.
She's been such a joy and a young friend, and yeah. Both of y'all. I remember your wedding the night we y'all dated for some years, high school and then college. And
We high school sweethearts. A buddy of mine, I was a senior in high school, invited me. He said, "Hey, there's this girl I want to go hang out with. Will you come with me? Because she doesn't really want to do a solo thing. So we're going to do a group date." So I start talking to the cute blonde and don't really pay attention. And afterwards, he says, "Hey, you jerk, that was the girl." I had no idea. Well, he's long gone and she's married.
There it goes. You know, that's fate.
Yeah.
That's a God thing.
Yeah, it sure is.
So you finished at Tech, and I remember you were introduced to us as being a Tech student who was going to work for the Leslie Town Center for the Building Authority and basically help set up, tear down, schedule, and did a great job. We could always depend on Stephen. And what did you learn through that experience of just you were going to school and working?
Yeah, it was an interesting job for a college student because you still had the opportunity to go to school full time and be there. A lot of responsibility taking care of a multi-million-dollar facility and taking care of it by yourself, interfacing with many different types of people for many different types of events. Some things over there are celebratory and some things over there are really sorrowful, and you got to wrap your arms around people. And so problem solving, situational awareness, thinking about people and their needs and how to address them delicately but forcefully taught me a lot.
Just think about the people you met, the companies you met, the businesses as a student. I mean, you've got lifelong friends and connections because of that job, probably.
Yeah, and a lot more gray hair today, so I don't know if many of them would recognize me, but still, you still have those flashbacks.
Should have done this a few minutes ago. George Hoffer with Stephen Crook, looking back in the past, some great days gone by, and the best is still yet to come, Stephen.
Amen.
So let's move forward. You graduated, and we were looking for an economic developer. And I never will forget this. I start naming out. Our team members said, "Well, you got the guy standing right next to you, Stephen Crook. You had so impressed our team and had such a maturity beyond your years. I think they call it an old soul or something. You were just, and buddy, you did one heck of a job for us, and I appreciate that. Talk about getting started and what you learned and who you learned it with, and, you know.
Well, you're very kind. I was very green, and it's one of those things that in this profession, you don't realize how important the job is a lot of times until you get into it. Coming into it, you know, we can talk about the projects and everything else, but the first occurrence that really stood out to me and showed me why this profession is important wasn't the recruitment of new industries and working with the partners and our teammates, but it was an expansion of an existing industry. And at the time, you recall, Oric had filed Chapter 11.
That's
and right. you come into the office and basically say, "Well, we got to get ready. Building's probably going to go up." A Chinese conglomerate had bought it, and the expectation was plant was closing, jobs were going to be gone, and we had to get ready to try and fill that building with new industry. We had the opportunity not just to keep the plant, but to try and encourage the leadership of the organization to expand.
Yep.
And so our team swung into battle. I was the low man on the totem pole, working with yourself, Melinda Keefe, for Rebecca Hargrove Smith, Cody Huddleston, all the mayors at the time and elected officials. And not only did they stay, but they grew by 244 jobs at the time. And even then, it didn't really hit me of how important this was until we get to the announcement.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't been to one of these things, listeners, there's a little celebratory announcement where we announce jobs, capital investment, the governor gets up on stage, everybody pats each other on the back, and we're all really, really excited. It's a big kumbaya moment. But I noticed somebody out in the crowd that I'd recognized from high school, and it was honestly somebody that I didn't know would still be with us. I knew they had fallen on hard times, and the world was going pretty poorly for this individual, and I'd run up and slap him on the back and give him a hug and say, "Man, I haven't seen you since we played football." How you doing? Well, you know, I'm out of prison now, and I've got a job here, and I'm back with my wife, and I'm taking care of my kids. And it hit me right then and there, through an expansion of an existing industry, not even recruitment of a new company, that what you do in this is not for you and me. It's not for a resume. It's not even for the people at the head of a plant. It's for the folks out there that would not have quality, gainful employment, economic opportunity, the chance to take care of their kids, go on vacation, build a life,
live having a life.
Wouldn't be there
you,
if
you
we're
played
not
a role
do.
In changing someone's life.
A small role, but a role
you
that
played
I'm
a
proud
role.
Of.
And how many people really? Well, there's more opportunities than we think, but that was one thing. When someone just comes up to you off the street and says, "Just want to thank you for the role you played in helping me or my uncle or somebody's got a good job or my child," so that's that good warm feeling mm-hmm. that we get that of making a difference.
Absolutely.
So you moved on from that. And something else I got to put my chamber hat on, is it 60 or 70% of all jobs, economic jobs in Tennessee or in the country, come from existing companies?
I believe it's higher than that now. We're at closer to 80%
okay.
of
and
net
so
new
positions. The sexy part, or the part that gets, you know, mayors probably reelected and county execs mm-hmm. and governors, is the new.
Mm-hmm.
But the real impact is the existing companies. Industries go where they're wanted, stay and expand where they're well treated. Mm-hmm. What better? So we've been very fortunate in this community, and you've continued that tradition mm-hmm. of taking care of our existing companies.
As best we can.
And we do that. We're in about the last 30 seconds of the first segment. We're going to go on deep on some other things in a moment. Anything else you want to talk about growing up, your past, how it served you, where you are? We're going to talk about where you are in just a moment. But anything you want to share with the audience on the way out?
I mean, it's not exactly what you're asking, but I'd like to say a personal thank you to you, George, and to all the leadership at the Chamber of Commerce and the Highlands Economic Partnership. My time here was a wonderful time, and I couldn't be more grateful for you.
Thank you for helping me keep my job. George Hofford, Stephen Crook, back with the next segment. Thank you. Okay, we're back. George Hofford with good young friend, Stephen Crook. We just spent the first segment talking about where he's been, and he didn't do too bad. He got us through high school, okay, into college, out of college, got us in his first job with working at the town center where he was helping work. He's working his way through college and working with us at the Chamber and the Highlands and the building authority, and now we're ready to talk about where you are, where you've been recently, and then where you are today.
Yeah, well, thank you, George. It's been about 10 years blessed to work with the Chamber of Commerce and the Highlands Economic Partnership, I guess another 4 years of the Public Building Authority. And then about 2.5 years ago, I accepted a position as the Executive Director of the Industrial Board of Coffee County.
Yes.
Leaving the Highlands as a VP of Economic Development to step into the CEO type role was a big transition.
You needed to make that move. Mm-hmm. We talked about that as a young person, to be a highly regarded senior staff person and then to run your own show. It was time to do something like that, probably. Well, although you were well regarded to stay where you were.
It's a great organization. I left on such faith and confidence in the team that we left behind.
No question.
I wouldn't have made that transition to Coffee County if I didn't feel that we were leaving this community in exceptional hands, and that's proven to be true over and over. Well, down there in Coffee County, I had the opportunity to run the organization, build coalition, and do my best to try and pull partners together and build relationships and trust. I expected to be there for many, many decades and kind of build a partnership up similar to what had taken place here. And I think that some of the things we're most proud of were some recruitment wins like Dot Foods, expansion of existing industries.
Yes.
But also working with the state of Tennessee to acquire about 2,000 acres of industrial property, the I-24 industrial site.
I was going to say, you know, one of the challenges that any community has is doable land, mm-hmm. as my predecessor, Elder Leslie, used to say. You were instrumental in Ted Hackney.
Mm-hmm.
I want
Legend.
To come back to that and off the air a little bit. Mm-hmm. I want to catch up with Ted. Mm-hmm. we'll talk about that later. But Coffee County has been very aggressive for a while, haven't mm-hmm. you? You had you had more than, no, you had acreage than you added to it.
Yeah, so there were some industrial parks that had been acquired and developed by the county and the city a long time ago. Ted Hackney put together some great inventory of assets. But the opportunity came up for a new-to-market property,
wow,
privately owned 2,000-acre site that we had been listing for.
What we call a mega site.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, for the large.
Mm-hmm. That name is kind of
– yeah, it's probably
– there are some states out there calling about a 100-acre site a mega site, and that's not really how it works anymore. But it's one of those things where when you're investing in your community's future, it's not an immediate ROI, but it's something that generations moving forward you can look at and say, even if it takes 5-10 years for a site to develop, it is always going to pay dividends and an economic opportunity for your community.
It's an investment, mm-hmm, and I know years ago in Institute where you've attended – they talked about Johnny Appleseed, the great orchards of the far of the West, were because of this guy planting seeds, and that's really what you do and we do. Most of these things are long term;
yeah,
they're not short term. You planted a lot of good seeds, my friend.
Well, thank you. I look forward to other people being in the position to harvest, and I'll do my best to make sure that they can.
That's great. So you were there 4 years.
I know it seems very shocking for me, the guy that plugs in place and high school sweetheart and been with the chamber here for a decade or more. And I was only down in Coffee County for 2.5 years, but I got a call from the state of Tennessee Department of Economic and Community Development with an opportunity to work statewide as a director of business development.
Great move. Mm-hmm. And by the way, that's a good, your first organization, that's a good tenure. You got your feet wet. You got to see a few fastballs, a few curveballs down there. And now, how long have you been with ECD or our state now?
About a quarter. So we've been about 3 months in to this point. It's a quick transition, but I feel like we left Coffee County in a good place.
Oh yeah,
great leadership, good staff. There's no doubt in my mind that the best is yet to come for them. And so when this opportunity came up to continue working with them just in a different capacity, as well
no
as
question.
Working with our region here and other partners across the state of Tennessee, it was an opportunity that I couldn't pass up.
Now, Haley, we really hadn't spent enough time yet. Haley had a very good job here in Cookeville working in design, interior design and marketing, and then of course she went down there. Now she's back.
Well, she
tell
actually,
me what she's doing.
She commuted every day, so she was very, very good to move down there with me because I had to relocate as a part of the position. But
you did her, yeah, sure.
She moved over to work at Tennessee Tech University in capital projects on interior design. So she's working with Jim Cobb and his team.
That's a wonderful move.
Yeah.
So you guys are home.
We are. Yeah. Yeah. So we're with her having to commute an hour and 15, hour and a half each direction for a year or 2 years, it made a lot of sense. And so we're in the process of getting back close to here because with my position, I'm just as likely to be working projects in Brownsville or Jackson or Tri-Cities area as I am Coffee County. So I might as well have her a little bit shorter commute.
That's one of the great things about technology, virtual reality. You don't have to be there to be there. Because
mm-hmm.
used to you had to move to Nashville. Not everybody, unless you were a regional director, but I mean a different structure, but it's great that you're able to come home. We're glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here. And that's a key difference. You know, here at the state of Tennessee, we've got Angela Rigetko and Jill Osborne as our regional partners here in the Upper Cumberland. And
they're great.
And they're
absolutely
incredible. You know, Angela is among the absolute best, and same with Jill. So while they serve the state of Tennessee working mostly expansion of existing industry, direct contacts with the local communities, my job is more of what we used to call project manager. So working statewide in the areas of automotive manufacturing, aerospace and defense, as well as HQ finance and tech.
Man, that's a great new way to do business.
Yeah,
really is. You know, we got a little time left in our segment, but you were touching on that, how it's different today,
mm-hmm.
and you just you know, now it's virtual. You could be working in Brownsville tomorrow,
yeah,
with a project. You go where the customer. Where the customers take mm-hmm. you. I love that concept.
Yeah.
And we've developed, and by the way, we had this reputation. I appreciate your kind words. But Eldon Leslie here had the mm-hmm. reputation for a long time, years, of having a really good, solid economic development program with limited resources. Didn't have some of the things we've got today. So we're known statewide for our and you played a big role in that with our economic development program, our Highlands program. Mm-hmm. Someone told me regional economic development programs are not as big as they used to be. We're one of the few left in the state.
That's very true.
Of the Highlands.
You find a lot of communities have difficulty of sharing vision for extended periods of time, and I see that. You know, there are some incredible communities across the state of Tennessee that do things that we would be very benefited in copying, but something that I think a lot of other communities could learn
from us
is learning how to share wins, that it doesn't matter who gets the credit, that a rising tide does lift all boats. And so if a company locates in White County, Cookeville and Putnam County experience the benefit, and vice versa.
You know, we got just a few seconds left in this segment, but I want us to come back and talk, do a case study and talk about Herman and how what you just said, working the county lines are just political, geopolitical lines, but an example of a project that really worked and is working for our region. I'm George Halford, still here with Stephen Crook. He continues to brag on me, and I'm going to get embarrassed to him. My wife's going to wonder who was that guy. But you're talking about. But we'll be back very shortly with another segment. Stay tuned. Well, here we go again. George Halford with Stephen Crook. Man, what great memories, Stephen, we have. And we've talked about where you've been, started birth. We've carried you through high school, got you married, tech graduate, working, and now let's talk about what you just was talking about working together in the region and not caring who gets credit. And the project that comes up, that might one of the first, and there were more than one, is Herman. Mm. Talk a little bit about Herman, who they are, where they're from. Talk about the uniqueness of that, and how we now have this wonderful international company right here in the Upper Cumberland, adjacent to our county.
That's a great example of what economic development should be and can be. Herman the Garage Door Manufacturing Company, German-based entity, are one of the leaders in their industry and really one of the leaders in economic development opportunities in our community. It came to us initially through the person who had my position that I have now. Chasen Haynes was with the state of Tennessee at the time and sent what's called a request for information out to a selection of communities that had the qualifications that the company had identified they needed. It can be population, site size, any number of different factors. But we get an RFI, submit a site, and come along with it is a Tennessee Tech grad, Cameron Rudd, who knows us very well.
Who graduated from Tennessee
Graduated
Tech.
From Tech, dual degrees, met his wife there, and had always fond memories. And so among other communities across the state, we had the opportunity to compete for this project. We looked at a number of sites in Putnam County, first that had been identified as a good opportunity, two in particular, one private or both privately owned, and one of them got pretty close, but it could be anything that sends a project in a different direction. And in this instance, a cell tower and the guy wires were going to impede the building's ability
to go
there.
Could not be moved.
Exactly. But that same property, the configuration for Portobello,
we end up with two big international companies.
You never know. But right as the sites in Putnam County were running to the end of their line, where it could have been Manchester, Coffee County, it could have been Columbia, right, or it could have been Lawrenceburg or another state altogether, Denny Wayne Robinson calls us up and has a few of his regional partners tromping through the woods trying to see if a site has any viability. And it was perfect timing because 2 weeks later, Herman would have been completely out of this region. And so Cody Huddleston, who was also with the state at the time, and myself, we decided to switch.
Native of Cook.
Mm-hmm. Give Denny Wayne a call, and before you know it, the regional partnership does what a regional partnership should do, brings and develops lead, and then puts the opportunity together for somebody like Denny Wayne to bring it home. And they ran an incredible project. You see the results now, where a company who came in, and unlike others in many instances, said, we want to be at the upper end of wages in our given sector.
Take care of our people. Yeah.
Exactly. And so that's a great testament to how partnership, not caring who gets credit, working together, and people in the right seat at the right time can lead to generational benefit for a community.
Like Paul Harvey said, the rest of the story. There are so many stories out of Herman. They are an international company, what, 150 or 60 plants worldwide, Russia. So they're a huge international privately held company.
Mm-hmm.
And Cameron Rudd, I need to have him on. Cameron was intuitive enough to take German. You said this earlier, in business at Tennessee mm-hmm. Tech. And he became a Stephen Crook in industry. He was, at a very young age, the president of this German company for North America, mm-hmm. for this part of the world, and was tasked with finding a southern location. The other thing, and this is not my program, talk about it. What a great, unique kind of prospect visit they had, if you remember. All of a sudden, he brings his wife, yeah. who is a Tech graduate. They bring their two young children, probably, what, under 5 or 6. And our staff takes them over to the park to play while we talk business with Herman. It was just one of the best days of my life, just seeing and what the difference that they mean.
Mm-hmm.
And but Cameron Rudd is just and he told his owners, he said, look, I know y'all are going, I'm going to probably recommend Tennessee, and I'm going to recommend whatever, but I would not recommend it if I didn't think that's absolutely the place mm-hmm. to be.
Yeah.
And so what a great story, and I'm talking way too much,
Steven. No, you're spot on.
You need to be doing this. But you said something earlier. People think companies set criteria, mm-hmm. and you have to have certain things, and if you don't have it, it doesn't matter what a great community you are. You might talk about that, like land.
Yeah, it's across all sectors, whether it be commercial, residential, retail, industrial, research and development, HQ projects. They set criteria that they're looking at, and it can be population density, graduates with certain degrees per capita, graduation rates. It could be, or as simple as, the infrastructure, the land. We had projects that are saying we're going to need 500,000 gallons per day of water and wastewater, and we're going to be operational by Q2 of 2026. And so if you don't have the infrastructure in place before they arrive,
right.
we don't have a shot at it. And as projects evolve today, every community is saying we want more high-skilled, high-wage jobs. And so we are not unique in that goal.
Raising per capita mm-hmm. income from our high Tennessee Tech.
We graduate
all these high-tech people, and they leave and go to other communities to work in their companies.
So mm-hmm.
Working with Dr. Oldham, we're doing a great job of moving in that direction more, aren't we?
That's a huge differentiator for this community, and it's a huge differentiator that Tennessee Tech, our community colleges, and our colleges of applied technology can be agile
yep.
in developing workforce programming to align with the needs of employers. The hard thing for us in many instances is the targeted job creation goals we have are usually reserved for a larger community. And so we know who we want here, and the state recognizes that. We just have to be really intentional on what we're going after and what kind of jobs we want to see coming here in the future. But there are a lot of people going after those same projects across the state and across the Southeast.
We play in a bigger league
mm-hmm.
and compete with quote, the big boys and – can't say girls anymore, mm-hmm. but the big people. And that's who we are. So it's a highly competitive market
mm-hmm.
and can turn on a dime. The tile industry, we've talked about that. We're in a region where this is where the natural resources are. A lot of the clay, the all the stuff. So you're seeing a real opportunity for us in ceramic tile.
Mm-hmm.
North Carolina, us, it's not just right here, but it's really – so it's a lot more complicated, a lot of luck too, by the way. You know, right. you got to be at the right place at the right
time. No doubt. Well, it's one of those professions where you learn something new every day. You find out which companies need rail and what a short line can do with a boxcar or not a boxcar. You figure out what natural gas volumes are viable and how you run a utilities and, what's a small modular reactor or a batch plant for wastewater? All these things you never expected you'd know are deeply ingrained in you after working a few of these projects.
I know you know this, and one has to be a generalist. You got to know a lot. know a little bit about a lot of things, but we don't know a lot about much of anything.
And even more, know who to call that has the answers.
And it's networking.
Yeah.
It's networking. This, I wish we had a lot more time to talk to our public about some of the intricacies of marketing and economic development, because it's it's so it's amazing what can turn a project.
Yeah. Well, I can say this briefly. The fundamentals of economic development are still the fundamentals.
Have not
There's
changed.
There's a desktop review that takes place now with technology. Heck, AI is doing some pre-selection of sites on the front end. But at the end of the day, what gets a project across the finish line, what makes a company successful in a given community, is the relationships between that company and the community.
People, relationships.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's the old-fashioned value that's still one of the is tops.
Relationships is the key to successful economic development.
Man, I wish we had more time on that, but let's go to the future. We're looking in the crystal balls, Stephen, at you and Haley, personally, professionally, looking at our community and our region of the state. Just talk about what you're seeing. In the world, technology, change. Just let's have a few minutes on that.
Well, I can say that for us, we love the state of Tennessee. We love this region. We love being close to our family. And so I think Haley and I, whether it be this Cookeville, Putnam County area proper, or more likely a little bit further west so that I can get towards the airport quicker, somewhere close to here, we want to be close to family and in this area. Right now in projects, I'm seeing a bit of a slowdown in activity. A little bit of delaying of decision making, especially from foreign direct investment projects. We see it every 4 years, regardless of who's running. But it happens. And so we're seeing a little bit of a slowdown in decision making and final locations. But generally speaking, the projects that do locate, we're going to continue to see a trend in need for high skilled, high quality labor. We are going to need to continue to see alignment of skilled workforce programming to the needs of employers. We're probably not going to be seeing any huge mega deals as we've seen over these past few years. I mean, you remember.
And that's you're putting all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah. I mean, once upon a time,
diversified economy right now, we've got technology, international companies. May not realize just how international we are.
We're looking
at these in the region, in the state, but certainly.
Yeah, and it's the state of Tennessee as a whole. It's this region. It's the Southeast. We're very fortunate as a state of Tennessee to have delegates who represent us internationally. We have offices across the world that work to identify companies looking to invest in the United States, bring their capital, and then deploy it in our communities to create economic opportunity. And a good example of that is Herman is another example, just like we were talking about before. But you'd be shocked to go across the state and see how many Japanese companies, how many German, how many Korean investment opportunities.
In the country. And Portobello is Argentina?
Brazilian.
Brazil. They're international.
And the largest ceramic tile producer in Brazil.
Picosa, 60% of the stuff, automobile. The
Spanish and Japanese.
Man, I would say I talk too much, David. I'm sorry. We had a great run. I'm proud of you. Keep up the great work, and I look forward to seeing you and Haley many times in the future. George Hoffer with Stephen Crook. Have a great day.